And we are here, back in the saddle again. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour, and that was the Little Red Whistle, my friend here on the show, and my friends that are out there listening to the show, be it broadcasting live at UnleashedRadioHour.com or out on the airwaves at Business 1110. KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Always excited to be back in studio. Hey, safe and on high ground. Hopefully those of you that are listening in fared well in the storms here in H-Town that we experienced early this week. So thoughts and prayers are going out to those that were negatively impacted. Been there, done that. Understand the struggle and the challenge, and it is real. I also understand the struggle and the challenge. Today is College Knowledge Part 2. I don't speak French. Yo hablo español un poquito. But hey, we're going to jump into today's topic. We're going to carry on from last week. You know, this at that time of the year where certain topics resonate better than others. And today we're going to get into that college knowledge. We're going to talk about the role, the planning that high school sophomores, juniors, and their families can begin to do now to make a difference later. But before I do, I got to beg, I got to plea, I got to get down on my knees and say, pretty please, will you hop on out, follow along on Facebook. Hey, just search Unleashed Radio Hour out on Facebook. Post a lot of information, resources, tools, and information to help you unleash your career and business. Hey, in this case, a cottage experience. Hey, you can also follow along on Twitter at Ron Unleashed. And as always, everything for the Unleashed Radio Hour can be found at UnleashedRadioHour.com. Hey, we're going to rock and we're going to roll. Coach Ron is in the house. Today it's about college and careers for high school sophomores and juniors. You hear the music, time to run to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
Yes, we are back. Back here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. We're on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in H-Town, or you're streaming live out online at UnleashedRadioHour.com. Or if you have found us online and you're listening to this show as a podcast, boy, thank you very much for listening in. Hey, we're going to jump into today's discussion and topic, but again, you know, hey, trying to rock, trying to roll, trying to take care of business today. And last week I had an opportunity to dig into my, what I call my soapbox, you know, and today, hey, get ready, Mr. Andy, I'm going to need your help here. Today is another day where we're going to step up, where we're going to teach, and we're going to preach, and I need to get an amen.
Get an amen.
We hope you're having as much fun out there as we're having it here. Hey, but listen, we do need to talk and preach and teach because, okay, you're like, Ron, this is business radio. Why are you talking about college knowledge on business radio? Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Let me talk to the hiring managers, the leaders, the business owners, the small business owners, the moms and the pops shops that exist that are out there. How are your employees performing? What happens when you get someone across from you in a job interview and they don't know how to articulate to you what they bring to the table as to whether or not you should hire them? Well, guess what? That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the need that I don't care what industry, what sector, what business you are in. The key to your success is going to reside in the people that you hire and the decisions you make in that process. Well, wouldn't it be good? And hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ron, Captain Obvious. Wouldn't it be good to have an educated, well-informed, well-planned out, thought about career and individual and person sitting in front of you? And I say this to say, and I shared this last week, How many of you know out there stories of young men and young women that, oh my goodness, I'm going off to college. And then 6 to 8 weeks to 9 weeks later, they're back home living with mom and dad because that experience didn't go the way they had planned. Now, I'm not saying that that happens for everybody, but I am saying it happens. And I bet you in your circle of influence, you personally, if not directly in your household, know someone that experience and that has gone up. They have had a son or a daughter or someone in your community that you know, a former, you know, whether they were in theater, whether they were in band or student athlete, they go off with pictures and ideas and thoughts of grandeur, but it doesn't turn out so grand. So what we're going to talk about today is some of the things that impact that. You know, last week it was a specific action plan because, believe it or not, newsflash, those of you that will be graduating in, oh, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months from now from high school, guess what? You're halfway at graduation point from now to then when college classes begin in 4 months. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, college classes for the 2016 fall semester begin in 4 months. Are you ready? Well, if not, do me a favor. Hop on out to UnleashRadioHour.com, click on the podcast link, and listen to the show from last week because that targeted specifically seniors and their parents and what you need to be doing now to get ready for what's about to begin. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to drill home a point. 4 months from now, the fall 2016 college semester, regardless of where you go, what you do, how you get started, will begin. That academic year will begin in August of 2016. So let's see here. May, June, July, bing, August. 4 months from now, it'll be here. So hello, hello. Are you listening? Trying to drill home the point. Because so much is done and so many things are put into that decision. That launch pad from I am a high school student to a high school graduate to a college student. Well, guess what? Some do that well and others not so well. You know, last week I had an opportunity and you can go out to Facebook. You can go out and look, find UnleashedRadioHour.com. You know, and what I'm talking about is I actually posted some of the stats that come out of from Noel Levitz and ACT on institutional data that speaks to the retention rates of first year to second rate college students. To second year college students and those rates. And it's mind boggling. Because when you look at what the most students are going to roll out to is a state institution that grants, you know, possibly a master's or a PhD. Well, guess what? A PhD public institution, the retention rate, those students that go from the first year and enroll in the fall of their second year is 78.6%. Okay, 78. That means you're losing, you know, just ballpark it at about 22% of your folks. You're losing right off the bat. And that's those that go to a PhD granting. When you go down to a two-year public institution, it's 54.7. So there's a huge gap. Why? Well, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. Because today, the focus isn't on those graduating seniors. You can go listen to last week's show at UnleashedRadioHour.com. Click on the podcast. Today, I'm targeting a specific audience, just like I did last week, because it's timing, folks. The timing is now. So I'm on it. I'm on that train. Wait for it. All aboard! Here we go. We're departing, and today what we're going to get into, thoughts, and because I have a high school sophomore who's about to be a high school junior, we're going to talk into that sophomore and junior year experience. So if you're a parent or if you're a student, and you're in your sophomore year, you're about to go into your sophomore year or junior year, this conversation is for you, so you should feel special. And the reason you should feel special is because I am trying to give you the love. I'm trying to give you some information and tools about how to play the game, about how to look at what do I need to do to unleash my career? What do I need to do to make sure? Notice I didn't say college experience. I said unleash my career. You see, we already know, and those that are listening in. So, if Coach Guy, you out there, I'm giving you a holler right now for listening in. You know, people know that I'm a madman, kind of crazy sometimes. I get a little excited and passionate about things, and this topic is one of those. And the reason I say that, sometimes people think I'm a little crazy, but I'm going to throw something, a curveball your way, since it is baseball season, and as I look to my Western Houston, there's more rain coming, so poo-poo on playing ball today, potentially, depending on if it hits my side of the town. But the curveball I'm going to throw to you, how many young people, families included, of high school students, so let's talk sophomores, juniors, seniors, how many of you think about your career decision before you make decisions on where to go to college. You see, that's where I think we have the formula. It's, oop, we got a boom from there. Hey, I was preaching and teaching there. I got an affirmation from the stars above that that was a prophetic statement, right? Not a pathetic, but more of like a prophet, right? But we look at this decision when we get out into, quote unquote, the real world once we graduate from high school. And the problem is we put so much emphasis and decisions on where to go that we don't think about, what am I going to do afterwards? Now I got this piece of paper and this student loan debt or this debt. What am I going to do afterwards? Well, I'll tell you what you need to do is you need to flip it. And what I mean by flip it is you need to begin with the end in mind. And that's one of the quotes I'll post it out on Facebook. You know, the late, great Dr. Stephen Covey. You know, and I want you to think about this because this is the perspective that I want to impart upon you today. To begin with the end in mind means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. It means to know where you're going so that you better understand where you are now so that the steps you take are always in the right direction. What do I mean by that? So many times we make a decision on just where to go to college and figure out, I'll figure it out when I get there. Well, that doesn't always work, hence the retention rates. And I've seen it firsthand as a college administrator, as an academic advisor, and now as an academic and career coach. When young people go off to college, mom and dad, I hope you're listening, and they don't know why they're there, they don't know the purpose behind their studies, because they haven't connected it to a greater call, to a greater passion, to a greater purpose, then guess what? Everything else is so much more attractive. Going to class becomes, oh, if I only want to. Because there's other things to distract me. And if I don't have the discipline at 18, 19, 20 years of age to be successful and to stay on course, then I create, and this is the pitfall that you want to avoid, ladies and gentlemen, beyond everything. It is called an academic transcript, and it is kind of like it's your academic credit score. It goes with you. It follows you everywhere. What do I mean by that? Well, let me tell you. If you go out, let's talk about a scenario. Let's talk about a case study. Let's say a young person, let's just call Susie. Susie goes off to college. She thinks, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get into the sorority, and oh, I'm going to be in this activities. Oh, well, guess what? That other education, the out-of-classroom experiences, hey, they're great. No, that was not an endorsed statement by Tony the Tiger, right? But they're great. I that's my background. It's the other education, what happens out. It's the maturation. It's the leadership. It's the engagement. It's the involvement. A lot of that is what keeps young people in school. It also becomes a deterrent to the academics because that's fun. Studying chemistry or calculus or whatever the case might be, not so much. So if young people go off to school, let's take Susie. She gets involved in these activities. All this fun she's having. Oh, everything's great, Mom and Dad. It's fun. Thanks for blowing thousands of dollars on this wonderful experience that I could do and have. Or heaven forbid, she's footing the bill on student loans to later accrue that debt, which right now is the largest debt sector in the United States. Then all of a sudden, midterm rolls around and grades come out, or however they're reported, because they're different on every campus. All of a sudden, little Susie realizes, maybe I should have been going to class because right now I am not faring well academically. Oh, but wait. You know what I'll do? I'll just pull out my skill set and my toolkit that helped me be successful in high school. I'll just do that. Well, guess what? That does not. I said it last week and I'll continue to preach it and I'll continue to teach it. That does not work at the college level. So when I talk about begin with the end in mind, if little Susie understood, why am I here? What am I doing? What is the purpose behind my enrollment at this institution? What is it that I'm working towards? What is it that I'm working for? Then, maybe we might make some well-informed decisions. So again, to go back to the quote, to begin with the end in mind means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. And see, that is where we have the fundamental issue in my humble opinion. The destination for so many, it's not the career or the vocation. It's the status. It's the wow factor, the shock and awe, whatever you want to call it, of, hey, where are you going to college? Hey, where did your son or daughter get accepted? Oh, now we're doing water cooler talk and we're comparing whose kid's better than the other. It's a bunch of hogwash. And why do I say that? Oh, because it's my show. It's my belief. It isn't about status. It's about finding and determining what is the best route, the best path, the best plan for that young person so that they can launch into life successfully. I talked about it last week, and I'm going to give a 2-second pitch. called the decade of difference, 16 to 26. Whenever in a decade of one's life does that decision-making process and the decisions that are made have such a resounding, rippling impact? I'll tell you when, 16 to 26, and it makes a difference. We're going to talk about how you can make a difference. We're going to talk about putting that plan in place so that you understand your destination, so that you can begin to plan for the steps that you need to take to know that you're on the right direction. Okay, yeah, I'm getting a little fired up. Hey, we're dialed in. You're listening to the tunes. They're jamming. That means it's time for me to take a breath, take a break, take a break. Take a breather break. That was a break. Okay, we'll call it a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem and all collections and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-417-9269. 800-417-9269. That's 800-417-9269.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
Yeah, you got one shot, you got one opportunity. To get that college experience correct, to launch into that career that will enable you to not only have success on a day-to-day basis, but in your career, and heaven forbid, maybe even your business, which is the purpose here of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Your host, Ron Klinger, thanks for coming back. Hey, we started out the show, you know, with a quote, posted it out just now on Facebook. Go out, just find Facebook, like the page, you'll get all the updates in the feeds. It's that simple. And then when you like something, heaven forbid, share it with others. You know, that's what this is about. You know, this is all on me, on my dime, on my time, trying to make a difference to help you unleash your career in business. And today we're talking about College Knowledge Part 2, which is the sophomore-junior conversation. You know, last week we talked about the seniors. That can be found out at UnleashedRadioHour.com. Listen to the podcast. Just click on the podcast link. It's there for your listening and educational pleasure, or a edutainment. Maybe that's what it should be. All right, so listen. On a more serious note, you know, I'm talking about this topic because I've seen the impact on young people and their lives and their path and their trajectory when they're not sure why they're in college. And I've seen it time and time again. I've also seen the converse. I've seen the other side where I've seen young people that come in and they are on a mission. They know why they're there. They know what they're doing. They know the path and the plan that that college curriculum, those courses, the events, the activities, the experiences that they need to gain because they've done the homework already. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. So if you are a parent or if you know grandparent, whatever, or maybe you are the student that is a high school sophomore or junior, I'm going to go through a couple different things. Again, reiterating, I put the quote out there, to begin with the end in mind means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. The destination I'm wanting to paint for you in today's College Knowledge Show is not necessarily about college. It's about your career. You see, I think we have it flipped in our society. I think we put all that decisions, and I already said this in the past segment, but I'm going to come back to it again, that we put all the weight on that college decision. I want you to think a little bit differently. I want you to think a little bit longer out, project a little bit longer out, and I want you to think more about not the college experience, but what's my career? What am I going to do to earn a living? And I want to talk about a couple different things in that process, but I think that's where we miss the boat. You know, we depend on others, we depend upon peer influence, societal factors. And why do I dial this in? Folks, if you haven't listened to this show before, please go out to unleashedradiohour.com. And what I would encourage you to go listen to, the entire month of February shows. There's only four of them. We're on every Thursday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on Business 1110 KTEK. And I want you to go listen to the shift in the dynamic that's going to take place in the workplace. That's why I'm passionate about this topic, because 5, 6, 7 years from now, this class of 2016 that's graduating from high school will be graduating from college. They will be entering the workforce. And what we're going to need to have is people who are on point, who know themselves, who know what they offer and what they bring to you, Mr. and Mrs. Prospective Employer, so that they can be successful in your organization. See, that's where it starts. It starts with people having a clear understanding. Because guess what? If I know, let's just say for giggles, let's say I absolutely, positively, I want to become an architect. That is just my passion. That is my desire. How many young people say that they want to be an architect out of high school, and they know exactly what that curriculum looks like that they're going to get into? How do they know the lifestyle of that student who wants to be an architect? How much time they're going to spend in the lab? Now, I'm not trying to scare anyone away, but I often and regularly find and work with young people who have a skewed perspective of what it actually means to do a said career. Why? Because they go on what we tell them. We go on what social media. We go on what our friends. And that ain't enough. You got to go to the source. So I don't care what profession that is that you want to go. Listen, go out, go search, go look for motivationaltransitions.com, right? Motivationaltransitions.com. Click on the resources tab. There's a link up top for resources. Then go into the resources for students. I've got this out there. There's one huge key one I want to share with you that we didn't have back in my day. It's called the Occupational Outlook Handbook. Huge tool and resources online, developed, managed by the U.S. Department of Labor. And it talks about careers. It talks about the need. It talks about the income. It is a phenomenal resource. Again, I'm saying, begin with the end in mind. Think about the career and then make a decision on where to go to best prepare you for that chosen career. Otherwise, and I always got to dial this in, that college experience, you may be living on a prayer.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-917-8611. 800-917-8611. 800-917-8611. Again, 800-917-8611.
This is Business 1110.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are rocking. We are rolling. Hey, if you want to get into today's conversation, please feel free to do so. The telephone number is 713-785-1817. That number again, 713-785-1817. Hey, you can also text in on the Motivational Transitions text line at 281-715-9700. Again, that text line number is 281-715-9700. I've got that fired up here right in studio. But hey, you want to get into this conversation? We'd love to hear from you. You have questions, I'll do my best to shout them out and shout them loud from this tower high, because we're above the rain in the fray. Hey, but give us a shout. We want to hear from you. If you've got questions, you got a high school senior, sophomore, junior, I don't care. Give us a ring. Hey, listen, you know, the key that we're talking about today is that preparation. So I want to give you a dial in and give you some specific steps that you can take now. That is the goal of today's show. That if you are a high school junior, sophomore, or the parent thereof, or soon to be sophomore and junior, as you're gearing up for, hey, what's going to happen? What am I going to do if I'm a student? What do I do after I graduate from high school? You know, I went through that whole tree of choose your own adventure last week. Go out and listen to UnleashRadioHour.com. Click on the podcast link. Listen to last week's show. It'll give you perspective of what seniors need to be thinking about. But here's what I want to talk about. You know, I keep going back to this begin with the end in mind quote from Dr. Stephen Covey. You know, it's one that drives me. It's one that inspires me. It's one that keeps me kind of with a clarity of focus and purpose of the future. And I think that's what we really need to dial in. I think we need to dial in and change that perspective, start thinking about career decisions before we start making college decisions. And yes, quote that, hashtag that, do whatever you got to do with that. I think we truly need to start making some career and well-informed career decisions before we start making college decisions. So let me talk about this from a perspective that you can put to some steps. You know, the first thing I think that is critical, I'm going to share my bridge-building philosophy. And the reason why it's a bridge-building philosophy is if you're trying to go from point A to point B, sometimes you need a bridge. And like today with all this rain coming down, and now it is a gully washer as I'm looking to the west. I can't see hardly nary a thing through the winder, including Highway 59 that now just has some white lights on it, slowly traveling on the roadways because of more rain coming down. So I hope you're staying safe out there. Hey, just real quick, if you are listening and dial in, Hey, turn around, don't drown, all right? We've seen it all over the news. Do not become that next spotlight of someone who decided to go where they shouldn't have gone. If you can't tell, turn around, go back the other direction. All right, so real quick, and that was your weather update here on Unleashed Radio Hour. But I'm dialing in because I want to talk again about this bridge-building philosophy. You know, and here's part of the key, and I'm going to get through all of this, and this really is the crux of today's show. You know, the first piece that I'm going to talk a little bit about and come back here in our next segment and dial in some more, you know, that bridge-building philosophy I've got broken down into four key pillars. All right, four key pillars that you then lay that bridge on top that helps you get from point A to point B. In this case, from graduating from high school through college to a career where you are best suited. And the first piece, the largest piece, is that first pillar that has to go in. Because without it, you ain't going to get anything else. So when you anchor in that first pillar, I truly believe that first role that most young people don't have the support, they don't know where to start, or they think it's some new age, new wave, I should be on some special retreat. And sometimes that is the case, but the key that I'm trying to get to is young folks and parents, they need to understand themselves. They need to know who they are. And I've broken that down, and I've shared this on the show before, to four key elements of know thyself. And this is 60% of that process. 60% is doing the homework of know thyself. And it's dialed in, and I've talked about it before, and I'll get to these really quick, and then we'll regroup when we come back. But it's the VIPs. It's the VIPs. Guess what? The VIPs, values, interests, personality, and strengths. Do you know what's important to you? Do you know what you're interested in? Do you know your personality and what do you need in order to be effective and bring the best of you each day? And can you truly articulate your strengths, not just what people want to hear? And I think that's critical. So when we come back from break, we're going to dial into that know thyself and how critical that is as 60% of that bridge building process. And then what we'll do is we'll talk about the other three pillars when we come back, right after these messages.
Do you know someone who has a drinking problem or drug addiction? Well, you know what comes next. If you or someone close to you has a bad drinking or drug problem, and they have private health insurance, free help may be available. Call a recovering addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline. They'll help you get clean and sober and give you a total rehab in a beautiful 5-star treatment facility. It's like a vacation, but a clean vacation. If you have private health insurance, quitting drugs, quitting alcohol, and getting sober is just a free call away. Sorry, we don't accept Medicare or Medicaid. Make this free, confidential call now, before someone dies.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891, 800-287-7891, 800-287-7891.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you're out there and you're in love with the Unleashed Radio Hour because you've gone out to Facebook and you've liked us on Facebook. Just search Unleashed Radio Hour. It's a piece of cake. All right, it's a piece of cake. Or, hey, follow along at UnleashedRadioHour.com. And as always, you can follow along with me on Twitter if you're out in the Twitterverse, at Ron Unleashed. All right, today we're talking about how to unleash that planning and to put some proper steps into your, some pep into your steps, if you will, of being successful in college at that next level. You know, and a big part of what we're talking about with that is I'm trying to flip the paradigm. I'm trying to flip the perspective that we put so much on the college planning and we don't do enough on the career planning. So what I want you to think about clearly, what I want you to think about fully, is I want you to think about at this point in time, say, okay, you know what? Hey, how do I make a well-informed decision about where to go, what to do, and how to do it? So I'm sharing with you, I started out in the last segment, my bridge-building philosophy, going from point A to point B. Sometimes you got to cross a path or a journey that's going to make a difference or not. So when I start talking to you about this, you know, there's four pillars that you need to build, and then you can lay your bridge on top of that. And the first one that I talked about briefly was know thyself. You really, truly need to understand, who am I, what do I do, why do I do it, how do I do that? Now, when we start talking about this from a career decision-making process, it's knowing your values. What's important to you? You know, what kind of work do you want to do? What's significant for you? You know, teachers don't teach for salary in case you're not dialed in. You know, some people, and I'm not passing any value judgment on anyone, but you have to be in the right area. You have to be in the right dial. Do you want to do work that makes a difference? Do you want to make money? Do you want to do? There's so much. The spectrum is full. But it has to be value-based and it has to be significant to you. The work needs to be significant to you. And that's what we also know. Go back and listen to the shows in February. That's what we know about this, the millennial generation that's going to overtake the workforce by 2025. They're already the largest generation right now in the workplace as of 2015. And they will completely dominate by 2025 by being 75% of the workforce. So values, you got to know them. And if you're listening out there, that's critical. That's very important to understand and to be able to process. The next thing that's there is interests. What are you interested in? Ain't nobody, and yes, I'm using bad language, ain't nobody gonna go work someplace and be effective if they have zero interest in what it is that they do day to day. Right? That's just a formula for failure. That's a formula for being disengaged in errors and waking up saying, woe is me, it's time to go to crappy job again today. And notice I said job and not career, because a job, a J-O-B, is just to get you M-O-N-E-Y, money. And the reason I say it that way is because there isn't passion, there isn't purpose, there isn't that greater call. And maybe I walk around the world with rose-colored glasses on, but I do believe that if you invest the time now and start thinking about what's important to me and what am I genuinely interested in, what is it that really piques my interest, that I can get lost in, that I can turn into a career or a profession, you'd need to pay very close and particular attention to what that is. So values, interest, personality. All right, you know, and there's tons of tools and resources out there. Don't trust all the Facebook personality tools. Those aren't statistically valid or reliable. If you want a really good one, get a hold of me, because I use one that's called Insights Discovery that helps you understand your personality in a way that's so easy to use. And again, you can learn more at motivationaltransitions.com. But listen, your personality plays into what you do and how you do it. It's not a predictor of success, but to me, it's a predictor of a connection. So case in point. In case you couldn't tell, I'm an extreme extrovert. It's true. I have to own it. I have to live with it. And sometimes it gets in the way of things that I do, and I have to understand that and be aware of that. But my point that I'm trying to get to you is not everybody and their personality and how they're wired, the things they like and how they do them, is a fit for every single job. Now, I'm not saying you can't do it. You may have to work doubly, triply as hard. But what I'm saying is, why work hard when you don't have to manufacture additional energy? Because work is work already. So why not be able to dial in a career, not just a J-O-B for M-O-N-E-Y, why not dial in a career that brings out the best of you every day? I think it's about alignment of your values, your interests, and your personality. All right, so figure that piece out. Hey, if you want to learn more, go out to motivationaltransitions.com. Let me know. Happy to help you. Hey, and that personality folks out there in organizations, guess what? One of the biggest challenges working in teams, is dealing around different personalities. Just go figure. I can help with that too. So point of the matter is, again, back to this bridge building philosophy. Know thyself is 60% of the process. Get to know you, get to know your values, your interests, your personality. And then last one here, the VIPs is your strengths. Can you clearly and accurately articulate your strengths? Now, I tried and I failed. I tried to get one of my man crushes, Marcus Buckingham, who will be here next month, all right, at the HR Gulf Coast Symposium. Try to get him here on the airwaves. It didn't work out. The reason I bring up Marcus Buckingham is he's done amazing work with Dr. Donald Clifton out of Gallup when they started this years ago on the strength-based approach to understanding yourself and to being successful. So go out and look for that. You know, there, you can go out and find books. Now Discover Your Strengths. Marcus Buckingham, he's got his own Standout. There's two books. Standout 2.0 is now out. You know, the point that I'm trying to get to is we need to know about ourselves. We need to understand who we are. I can clearly articulate what my strengths are depending upon the task that I'm going. And what I mean by that is I've got some that I float in and out. You know, one of my strengths, believe it or not, is communication. Huh, novel concept. I would align myself where I get to communicate on a regular basis. Now, some in my circle of influence will tell you I probably over-communicate. So my point with that is any strength can get turned up too loudly and become a weakness or a barrier. So I got to know when I need to dial that down. No, this isn't the soft jazz sounds of Business 1110. My point being is we need to know those strengths. You know, how do we engage the best of us that just goes naturally in our personality, our strengths, that our values are aligned and also our interests? So know thyself is the first pillar in that bridge building process. About 60% of the work that you need to do, and it is the heavy lifting that gets that first pillar in. Oh, and then it makes the rest easier. So what's the next pillar that we got to put? If the first one is know thyself and it's 60% of the process, well, where's the other 40? Well, 20% of that other 40 is making well-informed decisions. See, when you know thyself, you know what your values, interests, personality, and strengths are, then you have to make well-informed decisions against those points. And see, and that's not the easy part. See, if you make well-informed decisions, that means you've done your homework. That means you're not just closing your eyes, throwing a dart at a dartboard, saying, oh, well, that's where I'm going to do, that's what I'm going to be, that's where I'm going to go, without even knowing, oh, wait a minute, know thyself. So you must know thyself first in order to help you make well-informed decisions, because you will have to make decisions. Oh, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you've traversed across different careers or different professions, does this process sound any different than what you go through? Absolutely not. So the point that I'm trying to get to is this bridge building philosophy. Not only does it work in making well-informed decisions for your career and a college experience, it's for the rest of your life. So 60% on know thyself, 20% on making well-informed decisions. And when we make well-informed decisions, hence on the well-informed, oh, then guess what? Ooh, there was a pause and then there was thunder right at that pause. That was kind of cool. You probably couldn't hear it, but I'm telling you, it just happened. Maybe that was an amen from upstairs. I don't know. Can I get an amen from upstairs?
Amen from upstairs.
We keep adapting to the amens here on the show. Hey, so know thyself, make well-informed decisions, because when you do, you're motivated. And that's the next pillar. It's maintaining and sustaining that motivation. And that has to flow and come from within. That can't be because mom and papa putting out there, hey, do this and you get that, or here's the car, or this, that. Bologna sandwiches. Drive the bus yourself, folks. Find that connection that only you are in the driver's seat, that only you can cross that bridge, that only you can make that experience and that process successful. I'm tired of the victim mentality thinking. It's your job and your responsibility to figure out what you want to be when you grow up. Now, some people get lucky. Some people do. But guess what? It's work. If you get to know yourself, you make well-informed decisions, then it's so much easier to stay motivated. And that's another 10%. So now we're up to 90. So the other 10% to equal 100 is then you actually continue to persist towards that goal attainment of what you're trying to work for. And that persistence, and that's critical. That's critical because if you've done 90% of the effort already, you're that close. You got to keep going. And you're going to get beat up. You're going to get knocked down. You're going to get harassed. Whatever the case might be, you're going to hit bumps in the road called life. But if you know thyself, you made well-informed decisions, and you're motivated, then you have to have that resilience. Word of the day, ladies and gentlemen, is resilience. Brought to you by the letter R. Then you can persist towards achieving those goals. Now, I don't know about you, because now I'm going to go reverse engineer it. If I'm persistent and I'm achieving goals, I might be a little motivated. And because I might be a little motivated, I might make well-informed decisions. That's about what I need to do and how I need to do to take care of me and my family, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish and achieve. You see, and that's the part that I think is just, we're just programmed. We're robotic in nature now, and we don't stop and plan out some steps to help us be successful. Now, I'm not also here predicating. Let me interrupt. I'm not predicating you plan every step along the way, but you do need to have a plan. You can't just flip a coin. You can't just spin the circle wheel of fate and hope that it all works out. No, you need to get involved. You need to take ownership in the reins of your experience and drive in that direction. It starts with know thyself, make well-informed decisions, stay motivated and engaged so that you can persist and achieve those goals and that success that you started the journey out to achieve in the first place. Make sense? So what does that mean for the high school junior or sophomore? I'll break it down for you very simple. Right now is a fabulous time to begin to do that know thyself work. You can contact someone, like me, to help coach you in this process if you don't know where to start. Parents don't often know where to start. Just go out to motivationaltransitions.com. All my info's out there. You can go out to unleashedradiohour.com. My point that is sometimes you need that, wait for it, coach to keep you on the right activities and exercises to produce the results that you want. It just happens to be in your life process, not on a field of play. So get help if you need it. Figure out who you are. Part of that figuring out who you are is get some experience. You know, I cringe when young people don't want to go and get a part-time job. I'm not saying I'm trying to take away your childhood because, oh my gosh, we have put our youth in bubble wrap and protected them from anything that they would ever have to work for. Sorry, I just had to go there. All right, I'm back. So I had to escape to a happy place. But my point being is, now is the time to gain experience. Now is the time to gain a perspective of what are those activities that you like? What are those activities that you loathe? What are those activities that you love that you're like, wow, that was fun. I want to do more of that. Because that's the key. Because the last thing you want to do, case in point, is go all the way through, say, I'm going to be a high school teacher. And you don't know anything other than you went through high school with high school teachers as to what it means. You get through your degree, you go all the way, and you finally get to your student teaching and say, this ain't for me. And you only have a semester left of your college experience. Now what are you going to do? But Ron, there are transferable skills. Not if you don't know where you're trying to transfer them. I'm trying to breathe. Case in point, how many people you know out there, young people, graduated with a college degree that don't have any clue what they're going to do with it? They don't have any clue. They are underemployed, if they're employed, living home with mom and dad. And the case that I'm trying to get to is, let's change that. Let's change that. Let's engage our high school sophomores and juniors in some career planning and exploration now to make great decisions later. Speaking of later, we'll come back right after this break. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Rejuvenate, be inspired, refresh. Sounds like some realities you want for yourself this year? Then embark this fall on a 15-day all-inclusive Mediterranean cruise of a lifetime with Business 1110 KTEK. Sail the pristine Mediterranean waters with celebrity cruises on the luxurious Silhouette. With thrilling stops in Rome, Naples, Jerusalem, Athens, and more, come experience sites like the magnificent Sistine Chapel, the historic Western Wall of Jerusalem, the beautiful Greek island of Santorini, and more. This is not just a cruise. You will follow in the footsteps of key historical figures and be engrossed in the sights and sounds of the societies that establish what we experience today in government, culture, and faith. Come and visit the extraordinary cities of antiquity, 2,800-year-old ports, and more on a journey with the interactive vibrancy of faith and culture. Board the footsteps of the Apostles Mediterranean Cruise, September the 22nd through October 9th. For more information and to register for this once-in-a-lifetime trip, go to business1110ktek.com.
This is Business 1110.
Turning it down here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can always learn more at motivationaltransitions.com. Speaking of which, I have posted out on Facebook a link to those student resources that I mentioned earlier. There are also parent resources on my website. Feel free to hop on out there, learn some more, get yourself educated, understand what's going on so that you can make a well-informed decision. Real quick, and I want to recap here. You know, I started out the top of the hour on the show really talking about the purpose of what I'm trying to achieve here today, which was summarized most appropriately by the late Dr. Stephen Covey. To begin with the end in mind means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. See, and what I'm trying to get you to think about, what I'm hoping that resonated today with you, was the fact that, look, you need to think about the career first. Let's flip the equation. Don't just make decisions about college. Let me tell you why. Because how many of you out there may know someone that finally got out, got a job and a career that they love, that they adore, that their degree has absolutely nothing to do with that experience, or wasn't even a career or profession that required a degree? You see, times, they are a-changing. And my point to that is, I am a huge, huge advocate of gaining and engaging at the highest level of education that you can attain. But if you don't have to, because you found out that there's other alternatives, that there are other careers, and maybe it requires a certificate, maybe it requires an apprenticeship, maybe it requires something else other than a college degree that you can go and get and attain, and then you can begin to live your life to its fullest. See, that's what that's about, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not sitting here trying to, I am a huge advocate of the college experience and what that provides. And the data out there is irrefutable. But the data also on those that succeed because they're prepared and ready to go to college is also irrefutable, right? And those retention rates, they bother me. And that's just those that have graduated from high school, that didn't drop out of high school, that went on to college, that chose to go to college, or a two-year institution. See, the key to it is, I truly believe, what's the roadmap? I mean, we put so much time and energy and effort into what we're going to do when we plan a family vacation. Why? Because the time is limited. We want it to be anything and everything that we could imagine it would be, right? We'll pay extra. We don't care. We want this to be awesome. Well, don't you want the rest of your life to also be awesome? Don't you want to make well-informed decisions about the time that you're going to spend while in college or pursuing that career of your choice? See, that's what I'm talking about. Put the same effort in. Hey, the old quote, you get out of it what you put into it. And we're going to run to a break.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at christianpublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're in that final segment. We thank you for the opportunity to arrive out there. Either it's streaming live online at unleashedradiohour.com or on the airwaves at Business 1110 KTEK. This is the home of Bloomberg Business Radio, and this is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Today, we've been talking about college knowledge part two or part do, however you want to articulate it, trying to have some fun. You know, and the whole goal that I had last week and this week is, you know, I lots of conversations are being had around me. Lots of things are going on. It's that time of the year when the class of 2016 is beginning to plan what they're going to do in 4 months when they go to college, where young people are seeing the upperclassmen, their friends, maybe their brother or their sister, siblings, their cousins. They're getting ready to go off to college and go, what am I going to do? Well, that's part of the key today. Today is about those high school sophomores and juniors. You know, what can you do? The biggest thing that I want to impart upon you, the bonus tip of the day, get to know thyself and then go gain experiences that can help you affirm or challenge what you'd like to do later in life. You know, and that's experience. See, we've created a problem, adults. We've created an issue as a society over the last decade, 20 years, because we've been telling young people, hey, graduate from high school, go to college, and get a job. How many people out there are hiring young folks that did just that have zero experience? Yeah, I paused for a moment because not many. Not unless you know somebody's brother or mother or there's a relationship or there's a good old boy network. Most people that have zero experience, it's very difficult to gain gainful employment because you've not done anything. Hey, I got the book smarts. Hey, I've done this. Hey, I have the belief that I can. Well, that's great. But have you done it? Well, no. And see, and that's the paradox that is completely flipped right now. We have a highly educated workforce that's coming out with no experience. If you're out there and you're listening, whether you're a high school student or you're a recent college graduate, get experience. Get it. Align it with who you are and what you want to do, knowing thyself, your values, your interests, your personality, and your strengths. Make well-informed decisions so that you stay motivated and can persist to whatever that vision is that you have of the life that you choose and want to lead. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Create that vision and then reverse engineer, folks. Go out, begin with the end in mind, and then work your way back. If this is what I want to do, where do I need to go? What's the best school? What's the best trade school? What's the certificate program? What's the path that will help me get there? But you must define that. You must plan that. You must spend some time thinking about it versus just rolling the dice of life and expecting it to fall into place. Because very, very rarely does that happen. And that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, to help you on the Unleashed Radio Hour, to not only help you unleash your career, your business, but your life and your community. And that's the key. What you don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, is we all are a part of this. We sink and swim together because we're all in the same boat. So young folks, parents of young folks, help them know thyself, support them in the decisions that they need to make because they're the ones that are doing it so they can unleash their career and their life. You've been listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I thank you, as always, for dialing in. We look forward to bringing another message to you next week. Until then, stay dry and
see ya!